Well, praise the Lord. We're glad you're with us this evening. Amen. Saturday night, let's stand and give the Lord praise tonight, and let's ask the Lord to help us in our service tonight. Can we do that? Dear Lord Jesus, God, we love you, Lord. God, I thank you, Lord, for your help and your strength. God, for what you've done in our heart, Lord Jesus. God, I praise you, Lord. God, I praise you today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your help tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord, God, for this opportunity, God, to be in your house. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your Son. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Massey's facing surgery on Monday, and we need to remember Sister Massey in prayer. And she's really been sick the last couple weeks, and she'll be having surgery on Monday. And remember Erica, she's been doing so much better, and we saw her on Friday, and she was alert and awake, recognized us when we walked in, tried to talk to us. Of course, she couldn't talk, but she was even trying sign language. She's having a little trouble with that, but she's, you know, which comforting me, know that she's got it going, and so it was great. It was a great visit for us, encouraging. But she just really needs the Lord to continue to help her and to strengthen her every day, help her lungs get stronger and stronger and stronger. So let's continue to pray for Erica. Also, remember James Winberry in prayer. We need the Lord to touch him. And he's going to be taking some treatments, and he needs the Lord to help him with that. And so let's be praying for James, that God would really do a work in his life. All right? Amen. Somebody else tonight have a need? You'd like church to pray with you? Amen. All right. Amen. I'm sure there's going to be some people traveling this weekend and this coming week with the 4th of July. Let's pray that God would help those. I know the Miller reunion's this weekend, and so we need to pray for them as they're traveling and going back and forth. So be praying for them. All right? Amen. Let's come to the altar tonight and let's find us a place to pray, and let's pray for our service tonight.
I am the clay. Oh, would you mold me and make me after thy will? While I am waiting, yielded
sing that. Amen. 375 in the red book. Amen. Let's start with verse 2. Have thine own way. Savior divine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's sing page 125.
Oh, praise God.
He keeps me singing.
Praise God, praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken streams, stirred the slumbering chords again. Oh yes, it's Jesus, 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 the sweetest name I know. On the riches of His grace, resting neath the sheltering wing, always looking on His smiling face. That is why I shout and sing. Oh yes, Jesus, 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 the sweetest name I know. Sometimes He leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see His footprints all the way. Oh yes, Jesus, 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 the sweetest name I know. Beyond the starry sky, I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown. I shall reign with Him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Oh, feasting on the riches of His grace, resting neath the sheltering wing, always looking on His smiling face. That is why I shout and sing. Oh yes, it's Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Though sometimes He leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see His
His footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Oh yes, it's Jesus, 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 the sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Somebody have a song they want to sing tonight? What? I'm sorry, Brother Winberg. 1-6? 4-6. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, the eyesight's the first to go, Brother Dennis. Then the hearing's next. All right? Okay. That's a good one. I was going to say, I'll try this one, but I don't know it very well. I know this one a lot better than this. In this world, I've tried most everything. Happy now to say, there is nothing like religion in a good old-fashioned way. I'm walking in the old-time way. I want the world to know I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with the Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway. I'll tell it everywhere I go. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There are many things I'd like to be as my journey I pursue. I have longed to be a leader like a mortal man would do. I would like to be a millionaire with a million to bestow. But I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway. I'll tell it everywhere I go. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. All the world is bright since I got right. Now I sing and pray and shout. All my burdens have been lifted since Savior brought me out. I'll tell the world both far and near, travel here below. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, tell it everywhere I go. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. In this world I've tried most everything. I'm happy now to say, there is nothing like religion in a good old-fashioned way. I'm walking in the old-time way. I want the world to know I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian, Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway. Where I go, I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. All the world is right since I got right. Sing and pray and shout. All my burdens have been lifted since Savior brought me out. I'll tell the world both far and near, so travel here below. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know.
I'd rather be an old-time Christian. Anything I know, there's nothing like an old-time Christian with Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, tell it everywhere I go. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, I tell it everywhere I go. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. I'd rather be an old-time Christian. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Why don't we just sing page, I think that says 249. Yeah, page 249, right along the front, Brother Dennis. I'm glad I'm one of them. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell from Pentecost, which made them all proclaim. It is burning now within my heart, a glory to His name. And I'm glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Say I'm one of them. Though these people may not boast of worldly fame, they have all received their Pentecost through faith in Jesus' name. And they're telling now, so far and wide, His power is yet the same. And I'm glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. They were gathered in the upper room, all praying in His name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost, and power for service came. Now what He did for them that day, He'll do for you the same. And I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Come, my brother, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin. That will start the joy bells ringing and will keep your soul aflame. It is burning now within my heart, glory to His name. And I'm glad I can say one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. One of them. So glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad I'm one of them. Amen. I'm not ashamed to be Pentecost. Amen. Not ashamed to, amen, bear the name Pentecost. Amen. I'm not ashamed to say that I speak in tongues. How about you? Amen. Not ashamed of it. Praise God.
Amen. Sometimes we might feel like you're the only one, but I'll tell you, there's Pentecostal people all over the country. All over the country. And I thank God I'm one of them. Amen. Praise God. It's not just a little localized group right here. It's not just our little group that's holding the fort right here. But, amen, they're all over the country, people that believe in old-time Pentecost. Amen. I'm thankful for that. How about you? Amen. Amen. Somebody stand and give the Lord praise tonight. Sister Bell. Amen. Yeah. Yes, hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Dennis? Right, you're right, Brother Dennis. Amen. I appreciate the good old-time hymns, don't you? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Somebody else. Give the Lord praise. Sister Deb. Hallelujah. Right. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So thankful. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Dave. Right. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God's with us, right? Rough times, good times, sister woman. Amen. Amen. I'm glad. Amen. Glad I'm one of them.
Praise
the Lord. Amen. All right. Praise God. Sister Ruth, why don't you testify?
Week, and I don't usually bring my songbook, but I brought it tonight. Praise the Lord. So maybe there's somebody here tonight that this song maybe is just what you need to hear. But I appreciate the Lord and His goodness, and we had a wonderful time at that camp meeting. It's forever long. I wish we'd had a helicopter or something to get us there. And the car, it was a long trip. Of course, to Brother Boyce and these drivers all the time, that's nothing. But it seemed forever to me. But once we got there, it was a wonderful, wonderful meeting. And God is just so good. And His people, it's just a blessing to be around these people. It amazes me. We go places. This year, I don't know how many places I've been that I've never been before. And there's all, the church house is probably, I don't know, is it bigger than this one or about the same size or whatever. And it's just packed full with people, packed full. And lots of them I've never met. And you've never met. God just has wonderful people across this country, everywhere. The devil tells us all the time, you're the only ones, He loves to do that to God's people. You're the only ones, You're the only people who still believe in old-time holiness, and you're the only ones. That's so much baloney. There's people everywhere, all across this world, that are serving God. And I just appreciate God's faithfulness to us. And this song just talks about the promises that God gives us. And I don't know who needs this song tonight, but if this is for you, the Lord bless you. Let's try B flat, I think.
I never said that I would give you
silver or gold, or that you would never feel the fire or shiver in the cold. But I did say you'd never walk through this world alone. And I did say, don't make this world your home. I never said that fear would never find you in the night, or that loneliness was something you'd never have to fight. But I did say I'd be right there by your side. And I did say I'll always help you fight. 'Cause you know I made a promise that I intend to keep. My grace will be sufficient in every time of need. My love will be an anchor that you can hold on to. This is the promise.
Hallelujah!
This is the promise I made to you.
Hallelujah. Let's sing that chorus again. Oh, 'cause you know I made a promise that I intend to keep. My grace will be sufficient for in every time of need. My love will be an anchor that you can hold on to. This is the promise. Hallelujah.
This is the promise I made to you.
Oh, I never said that friends would never turn their back on you, or that the world around you wouldn't see you as a fool. But I did say, like me, you'll surely be despised. And I did say, my ways confound the wise. Oh, I didn't say you'd never taste the bitter taste of death, or have to walk through chilly Jordan to enter into rest. But I did say I'd be right on the other side.
Hallelujah.
And I did say I'll dry the tears from your eyes. 'Cause you know I made a promise that I'd prepare a place. And one day sooner than you think, you'll see me face to face. And you'll sing with the angels, countless multitudes. This is the promise. Oh, this is the promise I made to you.
Sing that chorus again.
Oh, 'cause you know I made a promise that I prepared a place. And one day sooner than you think, you'll see me face to face. You'll sing with the angels and countless multitudes. This is the promise. This is the promise I made to you.
Oh, so just keep on walking. Don't turn to the left or right. And in the midst of darkness, let this be your light.
That
hell can't separate us. We're gonna make it through. This is the promise. This is the
the promise I made to you. Just keep on walking. Don't turn to the left or right. And in the midst of darkness, let this be your light. That hell can't separate us. We're gonna make it through. This is the promise. This is the promise I made to you.
This is the promise I made to you.
Hallelujah. Why don't we just raise our hands and thank Him for all the promises that He's given in His Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God, you know I made a promise that I intend to keep. You see, my grace will be sufficient.
In every time of need, my love will be an anchor that you can hold on to. This is the promise.
Oh, yes.
This is the promise I made to you.
Oh, hallelujah. Keep my grace will be sufficient in every time of need. My love will be an anchor that you can hold on to. Church, this is the promise. This is the promise I made to you. Oh,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Holy
Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some years ago, when we went had opportunity to go to what they call Promise Keepers, it's for men. Men trying to encourage them to keep their promise. and went to a number of those rallies. But I'm glad that Jesus, that our Heavenly Father, is a promise keeper. Amen. He's never made a promise that He didn't keep. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Book of Matthew, chapter 8. Book of Matthew, chapter 8. Read to you a few verses here from the Gospel of Matthew. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 8, and we'll begin reading verse 1. Amen. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. Behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. I want you to notice there in verse 3, just simply the words of Jesus, when he says, I will, be thou clean. I will. I want to talk to you about the willingness of Christ. The willingness. A willing Christ. You know, many times when we suffer something in our life and we have a need in our life, we wonder, we know that God is able. We know that God is able, and that's where the leper was at. He knew that God was able. He said, Lord, he said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. We don't. It's not a question of our faith in believing that God has the power to do something. And I believe that most of us, we've been around enough and we've seen God do enough miraculous things to know that God is able to do miracles than things that would that boggle the mind. But we know that God's able to do it. We've seen the power of God. We've seen God in action, if you would. We've experienced it in our own life. We've experienced how that God has provided and met every need that we had. So we know that God's able to provide. We know that He's able. We've seen that God has moved for us in times of sickness. Maybe He's healed our body, or maybe He's healed some of our loved ones, or maybe even someone in the church. We've witnessed the fact that God is able to heal. It's not so much that we question or our faith wavers in the fact that God is able or that He has the power. That's where the leper was at when he came to Jesus, this outcast of society, this man that was doomed to live the rest of his life as an outcast, this man that needed God to help him so desperately. He came to Jesus and he said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. He didn't. I don't know if he had heard stories of other lepers. I don't know if he had just heard how that Jesus had power to heal, or maybe he was an eyewitness to the fact that Jesus had healed somebody of some sickness somewhere and was witness to the power of God. But he did not have any problem believing that God was able to heal him. He had no question in his mind that Jesus was able to do the miracle that he asked. The prayer that he was offering up before Jesus, he believed that Jesus had the power to heal. He believed that Jesus had that power. And I believe that's where we find ourselves today. We believe that Jesus has the power to answer our prayer. We're not questioning today that Jesus has lost power, that he's not able, but we believe that he is well able to do all that we would ask him to do. We believe that Jesus is able to do the miraculous. We believe that Jesus has the power, amen, to provide and to meet every one of our needs. We believe that Jesus has the power necessary to heal our body. We believe that Jesus has all the power that's necessary to work in our life and to answer our prayer. But where we come up short is, Lord, are you willing? Is the Lord really willing? Is the Lord willing? That's where the leper came. He said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. You've got the power. I believe you have the power. Where his question was, Lord, are you willing to heal me? Lord, are you willing to do it? Lord, are you willing to work in my life? Are you willing to help me? Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. I think when we look at our life, many times we think, we wonder, Lord, why would the Lord ever heal me? Why would the Lord ever heal me? Why would I ever get my prayer answered? Why would the Lord answer my prayer? Look, it's just me. It's nothing great. It's nothing spectacular here. But Lord, it's just me. Why would the Lord answer my prayer? Surely is the Lord willing? I want us to know that I believe that we have a willing Christ. We serve a willing Christ. He is willing to heal us. He is willing to work in our life. He is willing to do and answer our prayer, whatever it might be right now in our life. He is willing. I think when you read this, you read about a leper, and the leper of that day was an outcast. He really was not to have any social interaction with anybody around him. He was supposed to stay a distance away from them. He was supposed to holler out unclean. He was not supposed to let anybody come near him. He was to warn them of his condition, that he was a leper. Everybody was afraid of a leper. Nobody wanted to get around them for fear of contamination, for fear that they would be infected with this horrible disease. Nobody wanted anything to do with them. Not even their family wanted to get close to them, because it was a fearful and dreadful disease that they had contacted. And so I'm sure that this man was used to the fact that when he would come upon a crowd, people would disperse, people would scatter, people would step back, people would make way for him because they were afraid of his condition. They did not want anything to do with him. They did not want him. They did not want to look at him. They did not want to talk to him. They did not want to socialize with him. They wanted nothing to do. He was used to the fact that people wanted nothing to do with a leper. He was probably thinking, you know, that Jesus probably is a lot like everybody else. That Jesus probably don't want anything to do with me either. Because of my condition, because of my leprosy, Jesus probably don't want anything to do with me. That Jesus is probably going to tell me to get away, push me away, tell me to get away from him and to leave him alone. I'm probably going to be chased off, but I've got to take a chance. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. He was probably expecting to be chased off by disciples or chased off by people that were there around about. But Jesus was willing, a willing Savior, a willing Christ. He was willing to meet with this man. He was willing to come to where he was in his lowly condition, in his awful condition, in his humble condition. Jesus was willing to come to where he was and to still meet his need. Sometimes we feel like, Lord, I'm nobody. I'm nobody in the church. I'm nobody. Nobody cares about me. Nobody even notices me. Nobody pays me any attention. Nobody cares anything about my life. And Lord, so we feel like because others maybe treat us as an outcast, or maybe others ignore us and do not seem to care about our need, or maybe that nobody else has ever been showed any compassion upon us, that we think that Jesus is going to treat us the same way. But I want you to know, amen, Jesus does not do that. But we serve a willing Savior today. And though others may look down upon us, and others may talk about us, and others may not have any compassion for our need, yet Jesus is willing to meet with us, and Jesus is willing to work in our life, and Jesus is willing to meet the need that you have in your life right now. He is a willing Savior. He is a willing Savior. He's willing to meet your need. And some think, look on, and they say that, you know, the leper, leprosy, a type of sin in the Bible. The leper, one that was not allowed to enter the city, or was not even allowed to go into the city, and not nevertheless to go into the temple to worship. Leprosy was what had separated them from God, the leper. Leprosy had put a barrier between them and God, just as sin is in our life. Sin in our life separates us from God, puts a barrier in our life, and keeps us from having communion with God. And just because maybe we have sin in our life, we think that Jesus does not care about us. We feel like just because maybe we've done wrong, or maybe we've failed God, maybe we've committed some sin in our life and we have not yet been forgiven, that we feel like God has marked us off and wants nothing to do with us. Let me tell you, that is not the Jesus that I know. Amen. But I know a Jesus that is willing. Amen. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That is a willing Savior. And just because we may have failed God, and just because we may have made mistakes in our past, and just because maybe we have had sin in our life, does not mean that God has turned His back on us. But God is still a willing Savior reaching out to us today. And He is not willing that you should perish. He's not willing that I should perish. But He wants all of us to come to repentance. And He wants to work in every one of our lives. Man, the leper. I don't know. We have no record of how bad this leprosy was. No record of how bad, if he was just totally ate up with it, or maybe he just had a small spot. But it really don't matter, because with leprosy, it didn't matter if you had just the smallest of spots, or if your body was totally consumed with leprosy, it really didn't make any difference. For he was treated the same, no matter if you had a smallest spot, or if you were totally covered with leprosy. You were treated the same. So sometimes we may feel like that our sins are bigger and worse than anybody else's. Maybe we feel like that we've done so much more wrong in our life and that God would never want anything to do with us. Maybe we feel like because we've made more mistakes than somebody else. Maybe we look around and we see people in the church and we look at their life and we say, man, I've done so much more wrong than they have. Look, they're such a godly person, such a righteous person. And look at me, my life is so filthy with sin and I've failed God so many times and I've done wrong so many times. God don't want nothing to do with me. That is a lie. That is not true, because God will treat you just the same. It don't matter if you have one spot or if you're totally covered. It don't matter if you committed one little sin in your life, or if you've been a lifetime full of sin. God is willing to reach out to our life, and He's willing to work in our life today. It does not matter. He is a willing Savior.
Yes, He is.
He's a willing Savior.
Right.
Man, He comes and He says, Lord, I know You have the power, but are You willing?
Right.
Lord, I know You have the power, but are You willing? Are you willing to touch somebody like me? Are you willing to reach out and touch somebody like me? I'm sure when he came, man, he probably did not look nice. He's probably in filthy clothes. Probably didn't smell that good. Really? But he probably was not well groomed. Probably wasn't wearing some of the latest fashions of that day. He wasn't wearing his Tommy Hilfiger robe. He wasn't wearing Armani sandals. He wasn't doing any of that kind of stuff. Amen. But here he came, just a humble beggar. That's what he was. He was probably dirty, hair unkept. He was probably looked a sight. He was probably filthy and probably did not smell nice. And he probably thought, Lord, the Lord don't want to have anything to do with me. Lord, You probably don't want to have anything to do with somebody as humble as I am. You probably don't want to have anything to do with somebody that cannot offer You anything in return, and somebody that's not wealthy, somebody that don't have riches, somebody that's full of sickness. You probably don't want anything to do with it. But Jesus, notice this. And then He says, Lord, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean. Jesus said, I will be Thou clean. But notice what he says there. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. Touched him. The word touched there does not mean that he reached out with his little finger and touched him. But the word touched there means that he took him in his arms. I think what he's saying is that he embraced him, threw his arms around him, pulled him close to him. Yeah, I think that's what he did. He wasn't worried about what the appearance was. He wasn't worried about all that, but he was willing, it meant to come right down to where he was. He was willing to come right to where the need was. Amen. Jesus did not speak this miracle out over 100 feet or 100 yards. He didn't holler it out at the top of his voice, "Be clean." But he came right to where he was, put his arms around him, and said, "I will. I will." Sometimes we need to realize, amen, that Jesus wants to come right close to you tonight as well. Amen. Jesus is not just looking down from heaven and wanting to work in your life, but Jesus wants to come right into your heart, right into your home, right into your life. He wants to pull you close. He wants to let you know that He loves you and say, "I will." Amen. I will. Amen. God is not pushing you away, but God is pulling you close. Amen. God is not treating you like you're some infection, but God is treating you like He loves you and like He cares for you. God is a willing God tonight. He is willing. He is willing. Not only is He willing to touch, but He's willing to cleanse. Amen. He says, "I'm willing. Lord, you wouldn't move. You wouldn't work for me. Lord, you wouldn't want to touch my life. Lord, you wouldn't want to work in my heart. God, you probably don't want nothing to do with me. There's other people that's got needs that's much greater than mine. There's other people, Lord God, that have so much more to offer. There's other people, Lord God, that's out there that have been so much better. They've been so much better people. Lord, you don't want nothing to do with me." Jesus says, "I will." I'm so glad that we have a willing Savior. A willing Savior. If we're not bothering Him tonight, we're not troubling God, we're not putting Him out, we're not exhausting Him by praying and calling out to God. But all we're saying is, "Lord, would you make me clean?" And He says, "I will. I will." Oh, such a joy to know that He is willing today to work in my life, and He's willing to work in your life, and He's willing to help you and answer your prayer today. No matter who you are, He is willing. He is willing. I know you feel like God's able, but do you feel like God is willing? I know you know that God has the power, but do you believe that He's willing to touch your life? Amen. Do you believe that He's willing to touch your life?
Oh, yes, He is.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe He is.
Yes, He is.
I believe He is. You know,
oh, praise God.
If you were in today's world, you know, and you needed somebody to help you, you'd probably feel a little bit out of place to walk into some people's offices and ask for their help. There might be some people that maybe you don't fit on their level of society. Maybe you feel a little bit out of place. Maybe there's some people that are just a little too wealthy and you feel a little out of place. Maybe there's some people that are just a little too intelligent. They know too much. And their intellect makes you feel just a little bit out of place. Maybe there are some people that just give you the feeling that they're more talented and so much better than you that it makes you feel out of place. Jesus does not want you to feel that way. Amen. He wants you to know today, "I'm willing. I am willing." It don't matter who you are. Don't matter if you're a leper. It don't matter where you've been, what's wrong. Amen. He says, "I am willing. I will be thou." Hallelujah. I'm glad my Lord today is a willing Savior. Amen. Would you stand with us? Hallelujah. The Bible says, and immediately the leprosy was cleansed. Immediately the leprosy was cleansed. I know God, and I know God is able to heal. I think sometimes even myself, Lord,
right.
Is it your will?
Right.
Is this your will, Lord? Sometimes my faith is destroyed by the question, Lord, are you willing? Are you willing? I really do believe that God's able. I really do believe that God has power. But even in my own life, I find the question, Lord, are you willing? Kind of tears down my faith and pulls my faith down. Because even though in my heart I know He's able, sometimes I question whether He's willing to do it. I want you to know, I believe that God is willing to help us. He's willing to help you right now. He's willing to work in your life. He's willing to help you. If you would just be willing to accept it. Amen. The Lord wants to reach out to you. And He wants to help you tonight. Would you bow your head with us? Dear Lord Jesus, God, I pray, God, that you'd speak to someone's heart tonight. God, I know, Lord Jesus. Lord, I know, God, that you're a willing Savior. I know you're an able Savior. God, I know, Lord, God, there is nothing too hard for you. God, there's nothing that's impossible. Nothing, Lord God, that's too difficult. But Lord, I believe, God, that you're a very willing God. And you're willing now, Lord Jesus, to work in our life. You're willing now, Lord God, to hear our prayer, to answer the cry of our heart, Lord. God, I pray, Lord, today, Lord Jesus. God, for the heart that's crying out to you. Lord, I need your help. To the one that's crying out, Lord God, would you touch me? To the one that's crying out, Lord, in need tonight. God, not questioning your ability, Lord, but questioning your willingness. God, let them know, Lord God, that you are willing to work in their life today. We pray and we ask it in your name. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to ask this question. How many of you have ever questioned whether God was willing to work in your life? You're not that you questioned His ability, but you questioned His willingness. Would you slip your hand up? You've questioned His willingness? You know God was able to move for you, but you just didn't know if He was willing to move for you? Amen. I see there's a number of us that's been in the same position. And probably you find yourself there tonight. Amen. Don't let your faith be destroyed. Amen. By wondering whether God is willing to help you, because God is. He's very willing to help you. Amen. As we come to this altar tonight, amen, why don't you come like the leper and cry out to the Lord, God, if thou wilt, if you will, Lord Jesus, if you will, Lord God, would you work in my life? Amen. And just see if God's not willing to touch your heart tonight. Would you come? Amen. Church, let's come. Hallelujah. Let's ask.